Now then, LFU, welcome back to another Lads Pre-Match Pod, the correct way to start your match day, either if you're on the train, driving, on the coach, or if you're sat at home. We have all the pre-match conversation that you, the LFU, needs to get ready for those dreaded 90 minutes of Leeds United football. And today's game, oh, it's just such an easy game. This is a walkover. This is an easy win, isn't it? It's Arsenal at home. Yeah. Arsenal at home, the team that won all of their games in the Champions League league stage and are top of the league. Yeah, this should be okay today, shouldn't it? But anyway, let's not look at today's game just yet. Let's go back to Monday night where we played Everton away. And now, it seems to be a trend this. It was just one of those games again which we are seeing where we could have come away with the 3 points. We very easily could have come away with the 3 points. If we were a bit more clinical, a bit better up top, we'd be walking away from the Hill Dickinson Stadium or whatever it's called with 3 points instead of one. But it's again this man management, this game management from Daniel Farke that we thought we lost. We thought we left that in the past, but now it's seemingly coming back. Not making subs when we need to, because I didn't manage to see the game, but from what I've heard, what I've seen, stats as well, we battered them in the first half. We destroyed them, and in the second, we just let them come at us, and we had tired legs, so we couldn't handle it. It's a good result, though. This is the thing. It's a good result, but due to the weekend's results, it isn't great. But anyway, let's see what I had to say straight after the game.
Everton 1, Leeds United 1. Now, annoyingly, another game I wasn't able to go see. So I had the joy of refreshing live score and Twitter constantly whilst I was at work. I don't know how to feel, because from what I gathered and from what I've heard, what I've seen people tweet out and just what I saw from the stats for both halves, the draw was probably the most fair result. From the sounds of it and the looks of it, we played quite well in the first half. We had good opportunities. I've seen the Calvert-Lewin effort where he hits the post. Probably get a second there. But second half, performance dropped off. Goal we conceded. Poor defending again, which is becoming a bit of a repetition for us and leading to these needless draws that we could be turning into results and getting away from the relegation zone. But I have to say, the only problem with this result is the fact of what's happened on the weekend with the teams like Nottingham Forest and West Ham, them two teams picking up wins. If you said before a ball was kicked, any Premier League football was kicked, at the start of the weekend, we're going to get a draw against Everton, I'd be happy with it. But obviously, we get a point, the other two teams win. We're 6 points clear still. Can't really complain. Anyway, on to next week. Come on, Leeds.
Yeah, like I was saying, it's a bit of a weird one, you know. The point against Everton isn't bad, but because of what happened on the weekend, it kind of makes it a bad result. But it's not a loss, you know. We're getting points, we're gaining points. That's literally all we need to do. Because if we went on to draw every game, we'd be finishing well above 38 points, which is more than enough. But the trend of these draws happening more and more is kind of worrying to a point. But at the same time, I'm kind of like, I'm not too bothered because we're not losing. It's strange, but it feels like we can just capitalize on these games and it feels like we need to. Anyway, let's get stuck into the Merv Awards. So time for the Merv Awards. This is where we go through last game's squad and we rate each and every player out of 10. Now, I wasn't able to watch it, so I wouldn't have a Scooby on how well these players played. However, we went to the void. We asked Dad, hey Dad, I think you've seen the game. Could you give me your ratings for it? And usually, Dad is quite harsh with the ratings, I have to say. He usually is, but this time, I think he's actually done all right, and I can kind of agree with this from what I've seen and heard. But anyway, let's get stuck into them. Carl Darlow kicking it off. He's given him a 7. Rodon's been given a 7. Bornau 7, strike 6. Bogle 7, Justin 6.5. I think that's the one I only disagree with because I think he had a very good game. Stack, I've given a 4. Well, no, I've given a 4, but Dad's given a 4. Ampadu 6. Aronson 4.5. Calvert-Lewin 5.5. And then on to the bench, Longstaff 3, Okafor 4, Tanaka 4, Buonanotte 4. So there you go. Not actually that bad of ratings. So what I gather from that is the defence was actually all right. You know, maybe it wasn't the defence that bottled the game for us, but what I do gather is that the attacker midfield wasn't amazing. So let's hope we sort that out just before the Arsenal game, because that would be bloody lovely. Anyway, let's crack on with it. We're not getting into the pre-match talk just yet, because there's one thing I want to talk about, transfers-wise, and I'm talking about the big Norwegian man from Wolves, Jørgen Strand Larsen. Now, as of recording, this is key words, as of recording, he isn't going to Palace. They have that deal done, but it stalled a bit. 50 million, it stalled. So, there still is a chance that Leeds United can swoop in and save the day and bring Strand Larsen to Elland Road. Now, in my opinion, this is my opinion, if we're paying £50 million for him, I think we should run as far as we can from that deal. As far as we can. Don't get me wrong. Double figures last year in the Premier League, which is good for any striker. But he's playing for a relegation side, Wolves, and we're going to pay £50 million for him. £50 million for a striker who scored 1 or 2 goals this season? I'm not too sure about that. If we were talking 30 to 40 million, I'd probably be a bit more confident on this deal. However, 50 million, I don't think we should touch that. We should say, Palace, you can have him. 50 million, that's fine. The only reason why Palace will be getting him is because Mateta's leaving. So I think stay away from this deal if it's going to come to that much money. Because if we have 50 million to spend, I think, in fact, I know we can get much better players for 50 million than Jørgen Strand Larsen. But that's as of recording. He might have signed him. He might have gone to Crystal Palace indefinitely. But 50 million, I think stay away. Anyway, let's get stuck into what you came for, LFU, which is, of course, the pre-match talk. So, Fark's presser, it happened. Of course it did. On Thursday, what do we know from it? So, injuries-wise, Biol is going to be out for this game, which is a bit of a heavy hit because Arsenal set pieces. Biol, he's very good at defending them. Bit gutter in that. Nemecha is also out, and Goodmanson with a very little chance. So we're probably going to see Goodmanson on the bench, but Biol and Nemecha are out. I heard Dan James is making a slight comeback, but will he be in the squad? I'm not too sure. He also said he's in a very relaxed situation on the transfer front, which I could kind of agree with. Could we do with signing some players? Yes, we could always do with improving our players. However, if we go through this transfer window without signing anyone, bit controversial. I'm not that fussed. I'm not that fussed. Of course, it's always nice to sign someone. It's always nice to sign players, but I'm not too fussed if we don't sign anyone this window. That's just my opinion on it. I think the squad's good enough. We've been playing some good stuff recently. I think we'll be fine. And also, alongside that, he said no one has asked to leave, so obviously, there were loads of question marks flying around Joel Pirro on whether he was going to leave or not. Apparently, there's a lot of interest in him. Would I sell Pirro? Yes, I would sell Joel Pirro because I don't think there's a place for him in this Leeds United team. He has Nemecha and DCL ahead of him, and even Aronson's getting ahead of him up front, and Okafor probably plays ahead of him as well. So, I think as much as I appreciated his goals last year in the Championship, I think it would be good to sell him, get a bit of money whilst we still can, or we're holding on to him so if we do get relegated into the Championship, we have a nice striker to play in there. But that's what we know from Fark's presser. Now let's get stuck into the starting 11. So I'm going to tell you who I'd go for, and I'll tell you what I think Daniel Farke will go for. So In goal, of course, Carl Darlow. Then the back five, Justin Strike, Bornau and Rodon with Bogle. And then a midfield three of Ampadu, Stack and Gruev and Aronson and DCL up front. So nothing too different from the game against Everton. I think Ampadu, Stack, Gruev in the middle will work well. It's a somewhat defensive and somewhat physical midfield. You know, if you want to throw in Stack's height and then Ampadu being defensive and Gruev being typically more defensive, which is what we need. I think that's what we need. We need a good, solid midfield that's, you know, just going to sit and just not move and, you know, take out their players. That's what we need. And then Aronson and DCL up front. I was going to go with Nemecha and DCL up top in this game just purely because of the aerial threat and the fact that we're going to need bodies to defend these set pieces. However, of course, Nemecha is injured. So Aronson and DCL, still not a bad strike partnership to have. But what I think it will be, exactly the same, to be honest with you. Darlow, Justin, Strike, Bornau, Rodon, Bogle, Ampadu, Stack, Gruev, Aronson, DCL. I think with the players that we have available, that's our strongest squad we can go for. That is the strongest team we can put out. And I think it's our best team we can put out as well to give us the best of chances against Arsenal. So, now that I've told you starting 11, now that I've told you about Farke's press conference, I'm going to tell you my score prediction, LFU. Now, of course, Arsenal at home. This isn't going to be an easy game at all. It's not going to be easy, is it? But, this is a very big but. Why can't we go get something? Why can't we? Saturday, 3 p.m. against Arsenal. The pressure's on them. They just lost against Man United last week. Or scum. God. Spit out my mouth. So, I think, let's go get a result. Let's go get a point. I'm going to say, Leeds United 1, Arsenal 1. We're going to get a draw. We're going to get a draw against these guys. We're definitely not going to get spanked 3 or 4-0. We will get a draw against these guys. And everybody's going to be championing Leeds United. 1-1 draw against the Premier League leaders. That's what I think is going to happen, LFU. Come on, Leeds! Right then, let's hear Dad's view. You've heard enough of me rambling on and talking about all the pre-match conversation. Let's hear the wiser view from Dad from the void.
Yeah, no real positive things I can identify that are going to cause an upset at this game. Other than, I guess, it's at Elland Road. We'll try and scare the crap out of the Arsenal players. And hopefully, you never know, we may put in a decent defensive performance for more than half a match. I don't know. It's really tough at the moment, isn't it? We do look like conceding. And if we defend like we did in that second half against Everton last match, where we sit so deep, that's going to be a painful game. So I think we do have to write this off as a loss. However, in a more positive mentality, I'm going 1-1 draw. 1-1 draw. I'm putting it out there. I'm going to manifest it. 1-1 draw.
Well, there you go. Dad agreeing with me. A 1-1 draw against the Premier League leaders. I wouldn't mind that at all, LFU. But anyway, there we go. There's all the pre-match conversation done. Make sure to follow socials, Lads to Leeds, on Insta and on X. If you're off to the game today, if you're going to Elland Road, like myself, have loads of fun. The football may not be great, but make a day out of it. If you're staying at home in your nice warm house, off to the pub, or you're listening on the radio, have a cracking time regardless, LFU. Let's hope Leeds United can make something of what is, on paper, a bit of a doom and gloom game. Let's go get a point. Come on, Leeds!